Here's Brent Costello from WIN TV. Hello, mate.
Very good morning, Darren. How are you going?
All right. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, not too bad. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. Right, so a fair bit of cricket on. Let's start with the T20 World Cup. So Australia beat the West Indies on the weekend, so that means we're into the semi-finals, and we'll play Pakistan. That's going to be a tough game. That'll happen Thursday night.
It will be, won't it? So, yeah, some big casualties out of the group stage. India not progressing. South Africa, of course, not progressing from our pool. So, yeah, some real big names. When there's only four teams, I guess, going through to the next stage, it makes it quite difficult. So, obviously, yeah, we'll take on Pakistan, as you said, and obviously New Zealand will take on England in the other semi. So whatever happens, it'll be a cracking final. Just hopefully we can get there.
Yes, indeed. Dave Warner hitting a bit of form, so that's very good. Mitchell Marsh back at number three, going well. Our bowlers doing the job. I think we're looking okay. I don't know whether we can beat Pakistan, though. They're a seriously dangerous batting team in T20.
That was my tip before the tournament, if you remember correctly, Darren.
So, me too,
yeah, I'm not changing my tip just yet. But obviously, there's another game tonight, I think, to finish off the tournament too, with India taking on Namibia. Obviously, a dead rubber now before we get into the finals on the 11th, the first one. We've got to wait the extra day to play out, so we'll know who our opponent is in the final if we progress a day earlier than our game against Pakistan.
Mm. Right, let's go to the WBBL. So the Hurricanes played the Perth Scorchers. They got one from two on the weekend.
Yeah, they did. It was good to see them get the job done on Saturday, wasn't it? Taking out a big scout like the Perth Scorchers. But yesterday was not pretty at all. Darren, all out for 96 off our 20 overs. In fact, it was the last ball. And one stage were 5-13.
Yeah.
5-13, 6-19. Quite staggering how you could be 6-19 in a professional T20 game, but here we are. But I'll tell you what, the partnership, Ruth Johnson in particular, 38 from her, she's been probably our pickup of the season, the young Queensland cricketer, coming down and doing okay with the ball as well. She got 38, as I said, but wasn't a pretty day for the Hurricanes at all. And probably lucky to get to 96 in the end after being 6-19, as I said.
So that puts them, with that one win, it does move them up the ladder a bit. They're now in sixth spot. So anyway, we'll see how they go for the rest of the tournament. Right, so Tasmania plays South Australia's men's cricket now, Sheffield Shield, and this is down there at Blunston starting Wednesday.
Yeah, looking forward to this. Obviously, the Tigers love playing at Blunston, so good to see they'll be back for their first game of the season, and I think we get WA now with that cancelled test match or postponed test match against Afghanistan, of course, later this month. I think we get the Warriors here during that period around that time. So, good to see the Tigers back. That's the other point, I guess, Darren, is will we get this Ashes test in Tasmania now? It's looking pretty good, I reckon. Obviously, the broadcasters want it to have the two tests in the one spot, so two in Melbourne or two in Sydney.
Mm.
But, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. We're never going to get an Ashes test again unless it goes to six tests, you'd think. Bring it here. The captain's from here. Tell me a captain that's never played a test match in front of his home crowd before, a test captain. It would never have happened, I reckon. So I think we need to look after Tim Payne for what he's done the last 3 years for Aussie cricket, and hopefully that's the result we get.
So what's the capacity of Blunston? It's about, what, 20,000? 18?
I think a bit under.
18, I think it is?
Yeah, something like that. So I've got no doubt we'd turn up and support. I know we're a bit wishy-washy with some of the things we report here in Tassie, but
an Ashes test is next level, so
it is exactly right, and we saw that with the AFL finals as well, didn't we? We had disappointing crowds at some of our AFL games throughout the year, but as soon as we got those two AFL finals, they were really well supported, so I've got no doubt it'll be the same for an Ashes competition, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, that's it's probably, I reckon it's 50-50 at the moment, so which is good odds.
And look what Premier Gutman's done, too. If he's got something on his mind and wants to get done, he'll get it done. I've got no doubt we're going to get an AFL team now. And you've got those two finals, and an Ashes test does not seem beyond the realms of possibility, that's for sure.
Let's hope so. All right, well, you mentioned AFL. Any news on the draft?
Yeah, I caught up with one of our young men the other day, Sam Banks, and we're not expecting too many draftees this year, but he's probably the pick of the bunch that's going to get picked up. He plays for Clarence, he played for the Tasmania Devils in the NAB League when they could play, obviously, with some of the cancellations they've had over the last couple of years. But he's a young half-back, goes through the midfield, goes to the wing as well. And he'll be a wonderful addition to any AFL club. He's a really well-spoken and impressive young man, and I've got no doubt he'll get picked up. And had his injury concerns this year, but I think he'll be right to go, and we'll get another one coming up in the AFL system, which will be really good. And the draft obviously later this month, so we're not too far away from it now.
Righto. A bit of motorsport happening. Supercars in Sydney on the weekend. Anton Di Pasquale won 2 out of 3. Van Gis won the other one. So Van Gis still on top of the tree as far as the championship goes. Normally this time of the year, Bathurst would have been over and done with, but we've got to wait till, when is it?
I think it's early December, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still a little while away. Yeah, so you're right. It would be normally done and dusted, so it's a weird old feeling that we're still talking about coming up.
Yeah. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on Win TV tonight from 5:30.
5:30 is correct. Thanks, Darren.
Good on you, mate.